The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
What's up? And welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. We are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. You can watch the show live here. Don't forget, we are here until 10 o'clock. We will crosstalk with Black and Abdallah. They're in for Green today, followed by Carmen and Yurko. Southside, if you are in the area, and if you're on Orland Park, stop by Hooters. You know where it is. Hooters in Orland Park. Carmen and Yurko will be there for Football Friday starting at noon. Waddle and Sylvia at 2. Tyler will have a solo show right into Major League Baseball. The playoffs are here with the Padres and Mets. All part of the mix right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Well, Cap and I have been talking about the Bears and the Vikings because no matter what you think of the Bears, whether you are positive, whether you are skeptical, whether you're negative on the Bears, you have to continue to watch. The reason why is because you just want to see the development of the young players. We so hyper-focus on Justin Fields offensively, and you get it. I mean, he's a quarterback, and we talk so much about quarterback play, not only here but everywhere else. People want to know who the next stars are at the most vital position in the National Football League in the quarterback. Well, the same thing here with the defense. I'm concerned about the defense personally. And, Cap, when I look at guys in the secondary, especially against the Minnesota Vikings, like Gordon Brisker, this will be growing pains for them. Like, it'll be growing pains for Justin Fields and also what's going on with the offensive line. Braxton Jones is a young player too. So all of this is about development. Cap, I've been telling you this for a while, that all of this is about development of the young players. This is one of those seasons where you say, okay, who can play and who can't? But it's not going to stop me from watching. I'm still interested because I know exactly what's happening with this team. We know that in year two and year three, it shouldn't look like this. So we're talking about it here, 312-332-3776. What do you think about that? What are your thoughts on that? Because we've been talking about it all morning, right?
Justin Fields is a guy who you're not going to see on field Sunday afternoon growth with. Mm-hmm. You're just not, yeah, because he doesn't have personnel around him. You know, it's amazing to me, we get so many calls here. And when I said that a month ago, you're wrong. We're a 10-win team. Where are all those people now? Where are they?
Well,
because they have a Game Pass subscription and they turn the tape on and they go, oh, maybe he was right. This team sucks.
Cap, I'm going to tell you
by
something.
By design.
Just between you and I, can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
There are some that are so busy with their 9-to-5 or their overnight shift or being with kids, you know, making sure their kids go to school or family issues, that they don't have time to watch this slop twice. This is just between you and I. I don't think that people have time.
No, but I'm talking about the people that called in and said, I looked at it, Justin's doing that. Like, they actually spend time breaking down the all 22 and think. I had one of our loyal callers DM me. Justin's been accurate and correct on his reads 90% of the time.
Well, you just move that out of the way. I mean, you got two eyes.
Helen Keller, I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, but you see what people want to see versus what's actually happening.
Correct.
When you're a fan.
Correct.
Right? And this is not casting any aspersions or putting down fans. I'm a fan, and you're a fan, too. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is that as much as you want the Bears to win, you just know that it is a process. Here's what I would like. You know what I like? I like for both of us to be wrong and the Bears to be a playoff team out of nowhere. A Disney-like performance where all of a sudden – it just, what you thought was going to happen, it's the total opposite, where everything starts clicking. And all of a sudden, things start working well for this football team. It would be awesome. But I just know that when I watch other games in the NFL, more times than not, it is about trying to find a way to find the talent so you can be able to win on a regular basis. That's what it's about. So speaking of that, Mike Lombardi from VSiN, we know him very well, a former executive of the National Football League. He has his own podcast, you know.
Correct. He's a failed executive in the National.
Oh, stop.
That's just a fact. Don't he got fired. I mean, it is what it is. He couldn't get back in. He's entertaining.
Don't call him a failed GM. Because
Ryan Pace is a failed GM.
You know why? No championships there.
No playoff wins.
Yeah.
He would tell you that. Hey, man, I failed. It didn't work.
No Super Bowls for Lombardi?
Not that he was the GM for. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Sorry.
In the front office of the Raiders, getting Al Davis coffee, was he part of those teams too? Believe so.
Yeah, I think he was.
I mean, don't listen. Lombardi has an opinion just like you and I. And it's pretty clear that he's not a fan of the previous regime, right?
Oh, he made that clear. He has history with Pace, apparently.
Okay. He crushes Pace on Beeson after Trubisky finally got benched in Pittsburgh. Listen.
They had no choice. I mean, this whole bullshit about, well, Mitch went to Buffalo and got rehab. Look, mm-mm. Mitch is in way over. Mitch can't play. I mean, let's just put it out there. Here's what I'd like to share with you. How would you like to be Ryan Pace, who's now the assistant GM? Naturally, he got another job because he's friends with people in the league. You pick Mitchell Trubisky, and you pick Justin Fields. So not only did you destroy your franchise once, you left a parting gift when you left. I mean, this is like farting as you're walking out of the room, only the fart stays forever. Like, seriously. Ha! I mean, and he's still working in the league. He'll get five more jobs. Friendship Network. The gift he gave the Bears, traded away a first for Justin Fields. I know you defend him. Guy hit 11 completions yesterday. Things are really – I mean, I'm no Eberflus fan in terms of his defensive scheme, but they're trying to do the best they can. I mean, they're trying, but they're running a high school offense at best. I mean, that was a high school game, the Giants and the Bears yesterday. It was truly what they should have done is taken that game, gone over to a local high school in town, and just played the son of a bitch right there. I mean, that's what it was. Think about Pace. Think about the gift he gave the Bears as they let him leave. And they let him do it. Would you ever let him go on the road and scout a quarterback again?
No, he's done. He's done.
No, he's not done. He's going to keep doing it. Are you kidding me? He's not done. You don't understand. The NFL is not about who knows what they're talking about. The NFL is about who are you friends with and whose ass will you kiss. That's what it's about.
Ooh, that's stiff. Stiff. Where is he wrong? Where's the lie?
Again, I can't disagree with what he's saying. Ryan Pace missed badly on Mitchell Trubisky. That's a fact. Now, I didn't hear Mike Lombardi when the Bears drafted Justin Fields crush the pick. Maybe he did. I never heard it.
It's Pace, so he crushed the pick.
Probably right. He could announce that he traded for Aaron Rodgers, and he would find a way to criticize. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I can't disagree with most of what he said there.
Mm-hmm.
He's right. Pace missed horribly on Mitch. I don't know if the script's been written on Justin or not. It's certainly concerning.
It's amazing what he just said there. Like, that is true. That Giant Bears game was
horrific.
High school. I mean, but if you love running the football and you want some defense, that was your game. But it wasn't enough offense because that's where the league is.
Till last night, that was even worse.
Well, the Bears game was last night. Wasn't that the Bears we were watching?
Pretty close.
Isn't this a Broncos Friday? Are we breaking it? I mean, might as well because it was the same. That's not the NFL we saw last night.
That was horrible.
That's horrible. And by the way, it's so funny about that game. We got into it late, you and I. Mm-hmm. So we didn't see the first half because we were at an event.
We were at an event, and thank you to the fine people at Few, F-E-W Spirits in Evanston.
Mm-hmm.
We had their tasting room last night with Black and Abdallah, yep. Waddle and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko, a bunch of people from sales, Keith, our market manager,
Binnie's.
People from Binnie's. Mm-hmm. And we sampled a bunch of different bourbons. We had a great time last night.
It was fun. So we were able to get in the car, heard someone in the car, and then we watched it when we got home.
By the way, they gave us a sheet. They gave us 12 little glasses.
Yeah.
12 different bourbons you could sample.
Mm-hmm.
And then you write down, you know, a little harsh or smooth, notes of berry or, you know, taste this. Okay, I wrote down to the best of my ability like Hoodie did.
Yes.
I like number 3. It's smooth. I didn't like number 2. It was a little harsh to me, a little smoky.
Yes.
Number 11, fruity. It was very good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Carmen wrote War and Peace on every one.
Yes.
And everything was like perfectly written.
Yes, it was a thesis.
Yes. It has notes of berry from 1874 from the barrel that was aged under Colonel Tom Potter. I'm like, how do you know that?
He delayed the process because of all the writing he was doing.
I would have been home by the kickoff.
Yeah, exactly. It was
crazy.
It's like, I don't know. I really like number 3, you know, from 1965. Next page. My thoughts on number... Enough! Write it down! Next one.
What yes, no. Hard, smoky, smooth, fruity.
Quite a thesis written by Carmen there in that spot.
Like, he's amazing.
Ours just one word. You like it, don't like it. Kept it moving.
That's it.
My point is that when we got home, you know who was miserable in that game? You think we were miserable looking at that game, or Shea was miserable. Al Michaels was miserable.
Right.
But Kirk Herbstreit loved it because he's called his share of Big Ten games. So he didn't have a problem with it. Al had a problem with it. Al hated it being there. You could hear it in the broadcast. Hated being there. And by the way, Al, you think that's bad? You got Washington and the Bears next. Good luck. Good luck. You think that's going
to
be?
Yeah, Kirk said, yeah, they're struggling. And Al said, it's Chicago. I love going to Chicago, charter franchise. I'm like, yeah, you'll get dinner at Chicago, cut. You'll go call those two moribund football teams.
Beautiful hotel.
Jump on your charter and go home.
On his special pillow, and he'll be fine.
Right. He said, Kirk said, you like the hotel in Chicago. Yes.
Oh, of course he does.
Because he's either at the Four Seasons, the Ritz, or the Peninsula.
I also like Kirk in the broadcast saying, you know, look at these two teams. Yeah, it's back and forth, but someone's going to win this game. Somebody's got to win this game. And Al says, you know, they could tie. It is the NFL. God almighty. Struggling.
Hoodie, what you also might have missed was right before halftime, Kirk's doing his best to keep people interested in the broadcast. He goes, we got our halftime show coming up. Going to have a lot to talk about. And Al goes, they will?
Oh, my God.
By the way, who's...
Fish out of water.
Who's in worse shape?
Herbstreit or who?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Denver Broncos or Chicago Bears?
Broncos easily.
At least you know where the Bears are going. It's going up.
Now, we could, a year from now, have effed up the cap space and the whole thing.
No.
But at least right now, today, we don't have $250 million committed to a quarterback that looks like he's on his last legs. And
that looked bad.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And we have a ton of cap space, and I should have a top five pick.
Yeah, I'd rather be the Bears.
Yes.
The arrow's pointing up. Yes. That's sideways at best for the Broncos.
Yes.
Even though with the record, it's just not good enough.
Not good.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Just a deeper dive on that. I don't know who's calling the plays there. That could be Russell with his veteran presence. Like, yeah, I'm checking out of this. I got other plans.
Yeah, I'm out.
It's not working. Right? It's not where, like, he might be calling the plays at the line of scrimmage himself.
Correct.
And the arm strength and everything else didn't look good.
No.
Beautiful Hyde Park. Here's Earl with us on ESPN 1000. We talk Bears. Hey, Earl.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up, Earl?
Loud and clear, Earl.
What's going on, guys? What's going on? I just want to say, finally, it's good to hear some logic being shared with your listening audience coming across the radio.
Who did that?
Well, you guys are doing it this morning because I'm so sick and tired of people talking about, oh, Fields looks horrible and the team sucks. And, I mean, if this is truly a rebuild, what do you expect? Right? And so...
So you don't want us to be honest when we watch the tape and we put it on and it's not all just bad O-line play, that Justin is missing open guys.
No, because I want to hear from the Steve Youngs. I'm a Cowboys fan. I remember the Cowboys when they were 1-15, right? Now, if I put Chicago media back in that day, get rid of Troy Aikman. Get rid of Jimmy Johnson. Those guys suck. They went on. I have faith in Ryan Poole and the GM. I have faith in the coaching staff. And to me, that's what it all comes down to. Do we have faith that the GM can go out and find the talent and then that the coaches can develop that talent? That's what Jimmy Johnson did. Their first year, they went 1-15, and then went on. Jimmy Johnson found talent. They went on to win 3 Super Bowls. You got to give it time, guys. You got to give it time.
We are giving it time.
You're not. You got people talking about get rid of Fields.
Well, not us.
We haven't said that.
Right? But that's my point. You guys, you would have been like, get rid of Aikman. He sucks. Come on, guys. Give it time.
I want you to understand some, Earl. We appreciate the phone call. I want to make sure that you hear this. Maybe you're hearing this for the first time.
Get him.
Cap and I are talking about what's happening now with the Chicago Bears. We knew going into the season this would be a season of transition. But we know that Justin Fields and the young players have to have time to develop. But it doesn't mean that we shut the station down for 2 years and then come back. We're back live here in 2025, and boy, the development's great. We talk about it week to week because the Bears are playing week to week. You got to understand that. If you don't like the criticism of the Bears, come back to us in 2025. And then hopefully the Bears will be better. But until then, we know going in it was a season in transition. We know that they have cap space. We talk about it every day. But it doesn't stop us from talking about the day-to-day operation up at Halas Hall.
Correct.
Stop.
Correct.
Do you want us to go dark? That's it, JR. Bring up KJM. Let's bring it up, and then we'll come back in 2 years, and that's when we can talk about a positive Bears team. Stop. We're talking about day-to-day, month-to-month, the development of the young players in this organization. That's
correct.
What we're here for.
That's our job.
Stop. Yeah. What do you think they did in Dallas, Gab? You think while the Aikman and those teams,
team was bad. Was absolutely talking about it.
Did the ticket go dark? They're like, you know what?
It's the station.
Yeah, we're just going to you know, turn off the signal, and we'll come back when Jimmy Johnson and Aikman are good. They didn't do that. They talked about it day-to-day, week-to-week. That's what we do here.
Correct.
It's not a purposeful criticism. It's talking about what happened in this game and how can Justin be better. I can't make that any clearer. If you don't like the criticism of the Chicago Bears on this show or this station, too bad. What we're talking about is how can these young players be better. That's all.
Agreed.
That's all. That's what the show is for. We all talk about it. You put your nose up at it, too bad. That's what it is. I was like, oh, well, you know, they're young, so it's okay. They're professionals. Stop putting IHSA thoughts on professional players. You can't criticize them because they're young. Yes, you can. They're pros.
And they're making millions of dollars to play a sport. And that's what we do.
Coming up next, a comedian finds herself in a threesome with an NBA player. Next on Cap and J-Hood.
Excuse me?
Cap and J-Hood. J-Hood.
Is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
We got the Friday folder coming up at 9:35. A lot of stuff we didn't get to this week because we got so much Sox and Bears angst and all the other stuff that we talked about, but we got it all stuffed in the folder for 9:35 here on ESPN 1000. Of course, the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day comes your way, brought to you by Chicago Cut. So, Cap, sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, you may. Brought to you by Ankin Law, 3126 million, for the great Howard Ankin. Put that lawyer in your phone.
Sign my ball. You know, I'm no prude, as you well know. Mm-hmm. I like comedy. I like watching comedy shows, going to concerts. I like to be able to have that because I have somewhat of a funny bone, I guess you could say, right? Mm-hmm. I like different types of comedy.
Yeah.
But there's this type of comedy, Cap, where it gets a little too personal. Mm-hmm. And of course, comedy, a lot of it comes from personal experiences. Either for me, I'm no comedian. I recoil when someone says, you know what, you should be a comedian. Do you know how difficult that is? I have friends of mine that are comedians, like Leon Rogers from GCI.
He's hilarious.
Like, I've seen his stand-up, and it's like, and I'm amazed. I go, how do you do that, man? You stand up there by yourself, pretty much naked, right, as far as your emotions. You're standing up there, just like, you just let it rip, and sometimes it's funny, sometimes you get to react. He goes, Hood, you do radio every morning. I go, no. It's not the same thing. I'll be scared to death.
Like when Charlie, one of our great producers here,
yeah.
Charlie Bevins,
yeah.
When Charlie got up there at the football fest and did like a 6-7 minute stand-up, you can't believe how much respect that I had for that.
We were very happy for Charlie being up there because you don't know what kind of audience it is.
He works over at Zany's.
Yeah.
That's a funny bastard there, man.
It's hard. It's difficult to do. I know I wouldn't do it. I don't think I'd do well standing up there just telling jokes. But what about this comic here? There's a comic that was doing it, what I thought was a bit, but apparently true, about how she was in a threesome with an NBA player.
I heard from a guy recently that I used to hook up with in the NBA, and I thought he was going to be calling to talk about the glory days, the hoary days. But instead, he called to tell me that now he's a Jehovah's Witness, and I should repent. And then he said, Brittany, this is life-changing stuff. And I said, so is that threesome we had with your cousin Keith. After I wrote that joke, my husband was like, babe, have you ever Googled how many ex-NBA players are Jehovah's Witnesses? And he's like, there's two. You guys go home tonight and do that Google search, just know. He was the light-skinned one.
Okay, I want you to type in right now on your browser.
Oh, boy.
You always have it open, so just mm-hmm. type in NBA
NBA.
What comes up first? NBA.
Player lips tattoo neck.
Is that what you have? Is that on Google?
On Google.
Okay. But on Google, NBA, and the first thing that comes up is, for me, is NBA Jehovah Witness.
Okay, I put NBA J, Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm glad it was that came up. Okay, here's what's weird. She does a comedy thing where she says, yeah, I slept with an NBA player that was a Jehovah's Witness. Now, if you type in the rest of it, NBA Jehovah Witness, whoever's a Jehovah Witness, which is a religious group, you will see there are three NBA players that are Jehovah Witness that is known of. One of them is Darren Collison. The other one is Dwayne Dedman, played for Miami. I think he still plays with the Heat or used to play with the Heat. The other one is Danny Granger. As she said in her routine, if you listen very closely, JR, she said, oh, and by the way, when you type in Jehovah Witness, it's only three, like two of them. She said the light-skinned one, the lighter skin, complected man, that would be Danny Granger.
Played at Bradley in New Mexico, I believe.
He's the one that gets it done.
Well, not only him, but I think what's hidden in the story, Shay, is that a threesome, it's Collison and his cousin with her.
Right.
Now, let me ask you a question, Cap. If you're going to do that, you want to do that with a family member? Also involved?
Probably.
I'm here with my family.
Not that family.
I think that's the honest thing about the story. It's like, okay, listen, things happen. Situations happen, as you well know. But with a cousin? Someone that you know in the family?
It's odd.
Now, if you like, you play sports and you shower, you know, you don't mind. I mean, it's body's a body, right? But with your cousin?
No.
And she narrowed it down, if you listen to it. You want to play it again? She narrowed it down on who it is.
Yeah, the light-skinned one.
Yeah. Darren Collison is not it. It's not Dwayne Dedman. It is Danny Granger. Like, not
gotta be.
Look, it's fine, but Shay, are you doing that with a family member? That's the question. Is that a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, Hoodie, I gotta tell you, that's a deal breaker. I'm out. I'm out. If my cousin comes to me and goes, bro, look at this really hot girl, and we can have a threesome with her, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. Maybe one of my friends, back in the day, of course, I'm married happily now, but maybe one of my friends comes to me, dude, we could do this. I'll think about it. Cousin, I'm out.
Yeah, JR, you're totally out, right? There's no...
Completely, yeah, no shot.
Yeah. And why is that, by the way? It's no shot because...
Do I really have to explain that? Yes. I don't think I need to. No, sure I mean, family, no. I want no part of that, thank you.
Keep that separate. That's what I'm talking about. Weird, right? So there's a story. Danny Granger and his cousin.
She's a beautiful woman.
You get the name there? Brittany.
Brittany Schmidt.
Uh-huh.
And you want me to read you what she tweeted?
Sure.
When you were, this is to her husband for his birthday. They have a picture of the two of them together. When you were celebrating your 18th birthday, I was 11. But let's not think about that. Happy birthday, Hub Nasty. You bring so much joy to so many, but mostly me. I'm so lucky. Happy birthday. Mouth hugs are in order. She likes to have a good time in this one.
Shaded. Now, when she says mouth hug, is that what I think it is?
Don't repeat it again.
Is a mouth hug what I think it is?
Yeah. Probably.
That's an outrageous term for what I imagine a mouth hug must be. That is an outrageous term.
Captain, you didn't have to read that.
I asked you.
I don't know if we should have. Oh, no. Well, it was a good run. It was a good run. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I can't blame you, Cap, because that's news, right? I mean, you reported the news.
I am reporting the news, Danny.
I have never heard that phrase. Is that along your lines, JR? Have you heard that one before?
I have not, but I am going to add that one to the arsenal for sure.
I didn't know Cap was going to read the whole thing. I'm just telling you, it's a mouth hug. What? What's the matter with you? You can't say that.
Wow.
You lost your mind.
You just said it.
What? All right, Sammy, what do you think of that story? Sam?
I think there's a shot, and hear me out. What? I have a lot of cousins and a lot of friends, but I know my friends are way more disgusting than my cousins. So, I mean, as long as you don't look each other in the eye, I say shot.
What?
Thanks for taking the call.
So you do it, Sam? Sam!
I would do it just because I trust my cousins a lot more than I trust my friends.
Okay.
Hey, blood over everything.
Hopefully not.
I don't know about Sam. People always say that. Just don't look in the eye. Just don't make eye contact. Good luck.
Mouth hugs.
That is an unreal term from men.
Coming up next, we will open up the folder. That is coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood. Oh, my God.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Wallace's favorite song. It's time for the Friday folder right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget, we'll crosstalk with Black and Abdallah in for Greeny coming up at 10, followed by Carmen and Yurko. Southside, go to Orland Park, go to the Hooters, you know where it is. Carmen and Yurko at 12, followed by Waddle and Sylvia at 2. It'll be Tyler Aki with the solo show at 6, right into playoff baseball with the Padres and Mets right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Love playoff baseball.
Yeah. Time to do the White Sox play.
I mean, there's
you
no.
Know what? That's just a
I mean, there's no reason here on the home of the White Sox. I mean, contract sign. I mean, there's no reason. I mean, there's no reason.
What are we doing here?
I mean, there's no really
you're better
reason.
Better than that.
I was just asking. I mean, Cap said they were going to be in the World Series. I was just asking.
Oh,
take that.
Yeah, that's
thank you, Ozzie.
That's ancient history. We promote the White Sox. We love the White Sox. They will get things right. And I hope Brooks Boyer's listening and he never gives you another freaking ticket ever to go to a game free again.
Here's Shane Norley.
All right. Earlier this week, Cap, you were off for the Jewish holiday. I hope you enjoyed your time.
You don't actually enjoy Yom Kippur.
Atone. I know. I was going to get to you. I hope you were able to atone properly for everything. Maybe the White Sox take.
Confession once a year for you, Cap.
Well, to answer your question, apparently not. He did not atone. Listen to him.
I'm me, man. I'm going to be me.
Hey, God, I'm me. I'm me. What time do we eat? I mean, seriously, you don't have to be a jag about it. Just your tone.
How am I being a jag when he's firing on our partners at the White Sox and all he's being is an ass?
All right. You don't have to be that way.
I call it as I see
it. I understand that, but you don't do that to God, though. God, what time do we eat? I'm ready. I need to make my bets now. Take that, God. Take it. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm being me. Here's Shane Norley.
So Big Cat from Barstool Big Cat was on Waddle and Sylvie, as he is every week. And Barstool Big Cat was told about a rant Cap had on Tuesday. Cap, we didn't get a chance to play it Wednesday because you weren't here. So I want to play it now in the Friday folder.
Oh, boy.
Cap had a rant this morning that Wisconsin should never fire a Paul Chryst because they should just know their place and just stay in their lane.
Well, Cap's an idiot. He is. I mean, know their place and know their lane. They're 2-3. They haven't had a bad year in 25 plus years. Like the worst year that we had was I think 2003. They were 7-6. They win 8-9 games every year. They lost.
So what do you think there, Shay?
They were non-competitive against Ohio State. Wisconsin doesn't beat Ohio State, but at least they're competitive sometimes. And then they got shellacked by Illinois. That doesn't happen. So if you want to make the argument, know your place, that's not their place. They're not that bad. They shouldn't be that bad. That's like inexcusable to be that bad. So you know what? Cap's a genius because he's right. Know your place. That's not your place. Fire the guy who put you in that place.
Okay.
I guess.
Called you an idiot and then a genius all in one take.
But a genius.
You've had, I think you're 6-1 under Paul Chryst in bowl games.
Yep.
You're Wisconsin. You got a great farmer's market in Madison.
All right.
You got fun times at Halloween. You got a great party atmosphere. You're a good educational institution when you're not partying. You're not that good in football anyway. You're not going to win a national title there. Paul Chryst brought you great success. Suck on that.
A little aggressive here on the way out this week.
Big Cat.
A little aggressive this week.
I love Big Cat.
I mean, a little aggressive.
I love Big Cat.
Cap wants a mouth hug.
Here's Shay Norley. Shay?
I'm literally going to get fired because I'm going to go in and beat him.
I understand that. I won't let you do that. I'm going to hold you back, of course.
Speaking of which, we know about Tom Brady and Giselle going through some marital issues. It sounds like they've hired divorce attorneys. An adult film star, Brandy Love, known for her, well, certain genre of role in porn films, has offered a lap to cry on for Tom Brady via Twitter. She even went so far as to Photoshop his face onto a clip from one of her videos.
Did you hear what he said? I missed it.
I didn't hear. I heard what he said. Yeah. I read this story a couple days ago. She's a very attractive performer.
Now, why don't you say the word you was going to say? Say the word you're going to say.
A performer.
No, you say the word you were going to say. She is a... No, don't shake your beard, JR. She's...
A very attractive adult performer.
That's not the word you were going to use, though.
Pornographic actress.
No. You saw... Porn star. No, you saw her picture, and you thought she was very...
She's hot.
Comely.
She's comely.
That's what I thought.
I wasn't going to use that word.
It was coming, though.
She's attractive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. She's trying to make a name for herself out there.
But the key phrase there that Shay gave you is that giving him a lap to cry on.
Correct.
Which is the best. A lap to cry on.
She photoshopped his face onto the male actor in one of her videos.
So I guess the question is, would you do it if you're Brady in that spot?
No, absolutely not.
He's getting divorced. It's wide open now.
He will have no shortage of available suitors if he chooses to go down that road.
Now, let's see if you are right, because as you have told me, Hawk Harrison has told me, after a divorce, that's when you lock in and focus and have your best life, because you don't have to worry about the stuff that you
not
had at
after,
home.
During the divorce. During the divorce.
And then, but and after. For Hawk, he said it was his best year.
Right.
So
you go through it and your salvation is coming in to work.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's correct.
All right, Shay.
All right, I'm going to stick with this thematically because there's also a guy who ordered $70 worth of an adult video on DirecTV, and he called to dispute the charge, claiming that his dog accidentally ordered the video.
Oh, what is $70 worth of an adult video? What does that mean?
It just says he'd been charged $70 for the actions. He was issued a bill for $70 by broadcast service DirecTV, despite having immediately contacted the company to explain that his pooch somehow got hold of the remote and made the purchase.
So that's three movies. Pretty much three movies, right?
That is...
About three movies.
Four movies.
More. Yeah. His dog.
You got a horny dog.
Yosh! What are you watching when I'm not home? Take that! Bad dog! Stanley?
Sparky.
Like your choice. Move over. Here's your dog bowl. I'm sitting over here watching with you. You like them thick, huh, Stanley? Wow. BBWs. Who would have known? Yosh likes the trailer park nurses. How would you know about that, boy? What? How would you know about that?
Stanley. Anal invaders.
All right.
Wow.
It's been a great run, boys.
Oh, my God. And the third one. You've seen the other two without me? Bad dog! Take that!
Take that.
What happened to the other two?
Yes.
Tell me.
Did you buy the three packs when we got the discount?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Shay Norley.
All right. Something's in the water this week because Stephen A. Smith went on a podcast. And the only way that I can phrase this is he was talking about receiving mouth hugs from the rear end. And he was asked if he enjoys this. He was asked if he enjoys this. He said it's personal. Why would you go on the podcast, Hoodie?
He did?
Said that's personal. He didn't say no. He said that's personal.
What about the... Is he smashing on the avocados too, or just the mouth... You say mouth hugs from the what?
From the rear.
Come on, Steve. I gotta text him.
Yeah, what is he doing?
Come on, man.
Just cash your $10 million a year and just stay out of it.
I like that! I mean, come on, what's happening there with that? Do it again. Right. Do it again. So ridiculous. I mean,
I like this show.
I like that Stephen A. is doing his sports thing, and if he wants to have his own side podcast, that's fine. But do you need to have every intimate detail? It's a podcast. If you have other thoughts, that's fine. But no one needs to know that, right? Does anyone need to know that?
No, they do not. I like this job. Look, move on.
Shay.
That's it, pal. That's the folder.
All right. We didn't get to that this week. Thank God. Oi, we did get to it in the Friday folder.
We did.
Oh, my God. The Cap and J-Hood cut of the day is coming up next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Captain J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Glad you're with us today.
You got big weekend plans?
Mm-hmm. I know there's college football in the NFL. There's something going on at a comedy club tonight.
You going?
At Bocce's in Matson, I believe.
You're going to go?
Believe I will.
Will that be a Peacock-accompanied event, or is Michelle not going?
Yes, they will both be there.
Wow.
They'll both be there with me. Those are two different people, of course.
So I'm coming back after TV right here. I'm going to see the B-52s.
Yes.
My friend Greg Saran's the lead guitarist for the B-52s.
I know him. He invented Saran Wrap.
S-U-R-A-N. Different spelling. But good try. But Greg and I are going to get together with the family and have some cocktails after the show. KC and the Sunshine Band is going to open. And then the B-52s will take the stage. It's going to be a fun night, man.
I don't know about you, JR. I'm going to see KC in the Sunshine Band, and then I'm out.
I don't blame you. I mean, there's a groove there.
How
with
about
KC.
A little love shack?
I got a little love shack here if it would actually fire.
He's trying, man. System. He's trying.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Be a fun night.
How about this? You like this?
See a faded sign. Yep, I'll be there tonight. There are concerts tonight and tomorrow, but really looking forward to it. It should be a fun family night.
It's going to be great, man. You're going to be enjoying that music. You'll be dancing to the lyrics and not
I'm
the music.
I'm here with my family.
Not that family.
Yes. Dancing to the lyrics and not the music, of course, for the B-52s and KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yes. I'm going to get some merch. I'm looking forward to it.
B-52s merch? They have t-shirts?
I would assume.
Yeah.
Hats?
How much do you think a t-shirt costs, Cap?
I'm going to guess $40.
Easy. I saw them for $55 at the Maiden show this week. $55 for a t-shirt.
Wow. Greg, buddy. So, anyway, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. We turn now to the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by ChicagoCutSteakhouse.com.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
All right, number 17, TCU, laying a touchdown at number 19, the Fighting Danny Zettermans, the Kansas Jayhawks. I have a bone to pick. Iowa State should have beaten these frauds.
You're right.
And TCU's going to beat the brakes off them. Apologies, Danny. Give me the Horned Toads.
And by the way, a text in from the upper management suite. Sounds like we need a new executive producer of the morning show.
Oh, my God.
You're in trouble, shit.
Oh, my God.
You're right.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
And that is the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. I highly recommend you sneak out of work a little early today, get a cool one at the bar with my guy PJ at the bar. Bald-headed bartender there. He's awesome. Get the burger. Get the fries a little crispy. Ask for a little avocado on that burger. And roll into your weekend with Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore. They're awesome.
So just look for the bald bartender, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Look for him.
His name is PJ. Okay. He's awesome.
How about that, JR? Is PJ.
I'd like Shay to have his own avocado smashed on the menu there at Chicago Cut.
That'd be nice.
They're frauds. That's what he's saying. We'll see what happens with the Danny's beloved Jayhawks against TCU.
Take that.
Will you have baseball on the radio or on the TV someplace today?
Most definitely.
Tampa Bay, Cleveland.
Is that game one?
That's game one.
I am playing the Guardians.
Yes. Philly, St. Louis is the 1 o'clock game on ABC. How about that? On ABC.
How about
Channel
that?
Channel 7. Right, you haven't had that in a while, right? Philadelphia, St. Louis. You like the Phillies in the series? I do.
I do like the Phillies. I literally would root for the worst. The A's could be in. I'm going to get for them against the Cardinals. I'm never rooting for the Cardinals.
Followed by Seattle and Toronto. That's a 3 o'clock game. And then San Diego, the Mets at 7. You know what's interesting, Cap, about this is that, you know, we talked earlier in the season, first half, about the Mets. Oh, man. Look how good a juggernaut they were. And they have just flailed and fizzled here in the second half. But they made the playoffs, though.
They did.
San Diego, the same thing. They're not 100% healthy, but I want to see the matchup because that matchup tonight reminds me that that might be the future, the next few years, of perennial playoff teams, those two, San Diego and the Mets.
They've got a lot of talent. Yeah. They have an ownership that's willing to spend. I'm just looking up what the latest lines are for today on Points Bet, where I do my wagering.
Yeah,
Cleveland is minus 120. The Phillies Cardinals is basically a push. The Mariners and the Blue Jays, the Mariners are plus 110. Blue Jays are minus 125. And then that Padre game updated line, Mets minus 150.
You have the best play for any of these four games? Best play?
My favorite play on the board today.
Cleveland?
Is the Cleveland Guardians. And then I like the Philadelphia Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
Those two.
Don't forget to go to David Kaplan's YouTube. Look for Cap on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. You get all the recaps that you need for Chicago sports and more.
There you go.
And more.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing what I call the recap rush hour every weekday afternoon at 4 on Monday. Like a little, here's what happened in sports today. So if you're at work, you're busy. Hey, what happened? There it is.
My friends, we thank you for a great week here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Hopefully you will be asked to come back on Monday. Our thanks to Shay and JR on the other side of the glass. Our thanks to Courtney Cronin for helping us out today. Don't forget, Black and Abdallah will crosstalk with the eyes in for Greeny coming up next. And Carmen and Yurko from Hooters in Orland Park. Waddle and Sylvia to Tyler. All calls welcome at 6, followed by the Padres and Mets. All part of the mix right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. Enjoy your weekend. So long, everybody.
Take that. Don't get there.
From Chicago.